Vayter in Shas. We are in Sanhedrin, Daf Gimel, picking it up on the top of the page, five lines down. Yachi. Last time on Sanhedrin, we saw that the Mishnah started off by saying Dine Mamonos Bishlosha, and then it says Gizelos Vichavolos Bishlosha. Rav Avoh and Abizma Beis explained what that meant is, and just to read it to you, I'm Rav Avoh, Mahin Katan. You know, it's like, what are these, is explaining. When it says that Dine Mamonos, that first opening line, Mahin Dine Mamonos, Gezeos V'chavalos, Aval Hodos Alvos, Lo. When it comes to Hodos Alvos, then not, that is not what we're referencing over here. Now, the Gemara ended towards the bottom saying, not that it means that they don't need to have three judges, but it means that they could use Hedyotos, they don't have to have Smicha, and even though we say that really does need smicha, we say that you don't, in order to make sure people are actually going to loan to each other, because if they don't allow them to have regular judges, people are going to stop loaning to each other. Now, Frek the Gemara, Ihachi, if it's really true that you need three judges for the case of loans, and it's you don't need to have smicha, and that's the difference between the two of them, then Tarti Katani. Avo could have said the Mishnah is saying two separate things. Dine Mamonos Bishlosha Hedyotos, Gizelos V'chavalos Bishlosha Mumchen. Then when it comes to Dine Mamonos, when it comes to cash money, that could be dealing with three Hedyotos, but when you're dealing with theft and injuries, then it's got to be three Mumchen. That's what it could have said. It didn't say that, so it's a little weird the way you're explaining it. It's a roundabout, convoluted way. Vodin, furthermore, Shlosha, Shlosha, Lamali. Why is it, if you're telling me that it's one statement is explaining the other, that the second one explained the first one, then why would you have to say that it's Dine Mamonos Bishlosha, and then the other one, Bishlosha, right? Gzeros V'chavos Bishlosha. Shlosha, Shlosha, Lamali. You wouldn't have to say that. Just say one long line and say the word Bishlosha. So it must be there's something a little off over here. Ella Amarava. So Rava comes and he says, okay, in Echinami, let's change this up a little. Again, Shavavo, Tarti Katani. And really, we're teaching this mission, telling us two separate shtiklach. Two separate shtiklach. Mishum de Rabbi Chanina, because of that which Rav Chanina who said that we're gonna lower the level of the Daraisa requirement to be Darabanan. We're gonna say no, even though Midaraisa needs something, we're gonna make it less in order that it should be that people will actually lend money one to the next. Says Rashi, Tarti Katani, Devada Gimel Ba'inan, the Eruv Parshas Ksivkan. We do mix the different parshas where we learn everything out one from the other, like we ended up from base on base. And the Umiyo Behed Yoto Sagi. It's good enough to do it with Hedyotos when it comes to loans. Mishum Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina said, V'achi Kamar, Dine Mamonos, Tahainu, Hudos Avos. And therefore, what it's telling you is that when it comes to Dine Mamonos, which is talking about Hoda and Halva, that you could use Bishlosha Hedyotos, Vigazels, Vichavalos. When it comes to theft and injury, call your injury hotline today. Then Bishlosha Mumchen, then you need three experts. Call Friedman and Friedman, 1-800 Friedman and Friedman. We'll get you the best settlement. Okay, so that is the way that Rava explains it. Rav Achabri Dravika Amar. He actually says a little bit differently. Midoraisa chadnami kosher. This is crazy. Midoraisa, you can't even have one judge when it comes to loans, says the Rashbam. Midoraisa chadnami kosher behuda v'halva. When you're dealing with the ideas of loans, dichsiv tishpot. It says betzedek. Hold on. Right, look at the Gemara. Shenemar betzedek tishpot amisecha. And that Rashi is saying, tishpot lashon yachid. Ve'ein eruv parashios kan, and there is no eruv parashios kan. Masnisen vaday tarti katan. He's definitely teaching us two separate things. Kedamim. Umiya shlosha behudaos ve'alvos labidarei salmidarbanan. The three basin that you need is not midaraisa. It's just midaraban, and you can even use only one. Let's read it in the Gemara. Rav Achabei Dervika Amar midaraisa chadnami kasher. Shenemar betzedek tishpot amisecha el mishum yoshvei kranos. But because of the corner sitters, therefore we come to say that you have to make sure that there are three. Says Rashi, Tagrin, Shein, Bekiyin, Betiv, Dinim, V'yizake, Zachayev, V'yichayev, Zachay. You got these, you know, these riffraff, these people, like, you know, the workers sitting out in the street corner selling their, you know, get your beer here, get your beer. That these people over there, that they don't really know monetary law at all, and they're going to go and be mechayev someone who is pater, and they're going to be mezake someone who is chayev, and mechayev someone who is zakai. So therefore, we have to make sure we have three. Frank the Gemara, but you can't have the three people are like sitting in the corner, right? Who actually don't know that lachas? So how are you helping by having three? Says Gemara, "Ef shai deles buchad de gamer." You don't have three people that are sitting together that don't know. At least one doesn't know. Says Rashi, "De gamer sheshama mechachamim umidainin lehilchos din malva." You gotta have at least one of them that is gonna know the halacha on your three people. El meata tolo yishalmu. If that's really true, that non-semikized, right? There's no smicha. If you don't have mumchen, our mutter, pardon, are allowed to go ahead and be involved with the dinim over here, even midoraisa. So then, if they make a mistake, then they shouldn't have to go into pay. You know, if they made a mistake, just like those that are, right? Like we saw earlier, says Rashi. They did a birshus. Afilu mi deoraisa, even deoraisa, right? Because we see the Gemara, like we said, in Daf Lamed Gimel, we saw this yesterday in the Rashi, that an expert judge, someone who is a mumche, who makes a mistake, he's going to be potter for paying any of the damages. But if you're not an expert, then you have to pay for it. But over here, since we're allowed to do it, therefore it should be they don't have to pay. Says Gemara, no. Kol shekhen de vishyos yekronos. If you potter people, regular judges from any sort of chiyuv, then that's going to cause all these people here that sit in the corners to, you know, just judge whatever they want because they can just get off the hook. Says Rashi, the lo ichpas lo lemigma. They've got nothing to lose to judge it. Frank the Gemara, so what's the difference now? My ika bein rava l'rev acha b'rei d'rev ika. What's going to be the difference between the two of them? Because ultimately what comes out, Rav Acha is saying that the Mishnah is the same pretty much as Rava. The first statement that's saying by Dine Mamanus, i.e. when it comes to halvas, loans, etc., then you have three people over there, they don't have to have smicha. And the second one is teaching that the case of Gzelus and Chavalus has to be three with smicha. So, but what's the difference between the two of them? Says the Gemara, Ika beinayu da'amar Shmuel shnaim shedanu dinehem din. The difference between the two is that, let's say you have two judges that go ahead and they deal with this document over here, this loan issue, then it actually works. Ella shenikru bezin chotzuf. They're called, you know, chutzbedik bezin, says Rashi, she'avru al takanis chachamim, they violate takanis chachamim. L'Rava, lastly the Shmuel, according to Rava, he wouldn't hold of Shmuel, right? Because according to Rava, three judges are needed midaraisa, and therefore, he wouldn't agree with Shmuel to say that two is good enough to be the Evid. Rav Acha ben Ravika Islay Shmuel, Rav Acha, who says you only need one judge, Midaraisa, he'd be masking to Shmuel to say that it is good, it's just chutzpah. All right, our first section. Here we go. Next part of the Mishnah. Nezek v'chatzi nezek. If you have nezek v'chatzi nezek, Tashlo Mikheva, Tashlo Mehra, V'chamisha, Bishlosha. You got to have three judges for such a massive over there. Nezek, Hainu Chavalos. Hold on a second. Nezek, isn't that Chavala? Isn't that damaging? Says Rashi, Maikari Nezek, or Maikari Chavalos. Ha Nezek, Echad Michamisha, Dvarim, Shal Chavalos. Who? Nezek is one of the five categories of Chavala. Nezek, Tsar, Ripoy, Sheves, Boshes. Velisti Chavalas, Velo by Nezek. Just say Chavalas, which is the Papa category, you know, the overarching principle. And then we don't have to write the idea of Nezek here. Well, what's going on? Says the Gemara, Mishum Dekabay, Lemiste Chatzi, Nezek, Taninami, Nezek Shalim. Inichanami, we could have just jumped right next part of the Mishnah and say Chatzi Nezek. But the fact, since we wanted to write about Chatzi Nezek, therefore we wrote also about Nezek Shalim. In fact, the Gemara, Chatzi Nezek, Nami, Ani Chavalas. What are you talking about? Chatzi Nezek is also about a Chavala, says Rashi. The Chatzi Nezek is Nami, Ani Chavalas. The short time, Shechaval, Einu Meshalim, Eli Chatzi Nezek. A short time that damages only has to pay Chatzi Nezek. Became into Tani Chavalas, Av Chatzi Nezek B'mashna. Once it's Chavalas, Chatzi Nezek is already included in that category. So why would you have to say anything over here? Just say. Chavala, and then includes Nezek and Chatzi Nezek. As we will see in a minute, the Gemara is going to answer, but let me just give you a little pre-understanding over here. And that is that there's a machlokes when someone pays Chatzi Nezek, what are you paying Chatzi Nezek for? Is that considered a kenas, or is that considered, no, it's a chiyuv that you have to pay? So right now the Gemara answers by saying, Tana Mamona Vikatani Kenasa. We want to teach two dinim here. mamona. That's, compensation for damage that's done. And then kenas is that there's a kenas if someone gets, does something. Says Rashi that chavalos mamonahu, the afchasele deme, because it lowers the value of something. Chatzin is a kenasahu, it's kenas. The stam shvarim einu nochem. Normal, the shore doesn't come and just gore someone. And the owner doesn't have to guard it as long as it hasn't been a muad yet. Doesn't have to pay anything. It's a kanas that people will increase their level of guarding. So therefore, it writes the concept of Chavala, and Chavala is a din of compensation. And it writes Chatzin Ezek, which is a kenas. Says Gemara, okay, Hani Chalaman Damer Palga Nizka Kenasa. That works nicely according to one who says that Chatzin Ezek, aka Palga Nizek, is Chatzin Ezek, is a kenas. Chalaman Damer Palga Nizka Mamona, that's actually Mamon, in other words, it's compensation. Maika Lameimar, what are you going to say now? Why do you have to say both of them? Just say Chavala, you don't need Nezek, because Nezek's included. Says Rashi that Alga Nizka Mamona, then Chatzin Ezek is Mamon, Beperek Arba Avos, above a Kamen of Tezvav, Pligi Ba, the Kasavar Stam Shvarim Nagchanim him. They actually do gar, Umidina Kulubay Lishlum, they really have to pay everything. The Havale Lamintere, you should have guarded it. Rachmanu the Chasalea, but the Torah is Rachimim in a case where it hasn't yet become a Muad. So why do they have to write both? Ella, I did the Kabbalah, the Mishnah Tashlumi Kefav, Tashlum Erba Chamisha. Really, the Mishnah was could have just gone on. We were talking about, paying kfl two times and four or five times. The mamon, those type of things are mamon compensation. Beep, turn the page. Gimel Amud Beis. Pardon. Since we wanted to talk about kfl and Arba Chamisha, which is mamon she'enu mishtalim b'roshu, money that is not paid according to the value of the thing itself. In other words, Mamish Mishtal Barosh means that it's the actual Karen, the value of the thing, the principle. Says Rashi, that is top corner here, Shem. You're paying more than the amount of the actual principal, which is the actual value of itself. You're paying less than that. The lotion barosh is karen. So the fact that you wanted to bring up the idea of kefel and arba v'chamisha, which is not the exact amount of the actual value of the thing, we also mentioned chatzin nezek, which is something which is money, which is not the actual amount of the thing itself. And since we're talking about Chatzin Nezek, Tani Nami Nezek, therefore we mention Nezek as well. So the answer to your question is, why are you talking about Nezek, Chatzin Nezek? Oh, we know these are in Chavala, which is the first statement. The answer is because we want to talk about Mamon, Shenu Mishtal and Barosh, which is like we're talking about Kefel and Arba V'Chamisha. Therefore, we go ahead and we talk about things like that as well. Yeah, so that's why we mention Nezek, even though in theory we wouldn't have to mention it. Frek the Gemara, Shloshim Inalan. Where do we know you need three judges? The Tana Rabbanan, V'nikrav Bala Bayis El Ha'Elo Kim. Pusuk says that the master of the house we brought will approach the judge. I guess more accurately be Elo Elohim over here, right? Okay, they're brought to this. This is the pusuk is talking about. You have a shomer who says that what he was watching got stolen, and Harei kan echa. Therefore, we have one over there. Ad ha Elohim yavo dvar shneim. And then it says the matter of two of them should come before the judge. That's harei kan shneim. We have two. Asher yashirun Elohim. Whoever the judge condemns, harei kan shlosha. And here you have it. Three judges. This is one pasuk after the next in Shemos. So there you have, we're looking for three. Div Rabbi Yoshia, that's Rabbi Yoshia says. Rabbi Yonasan Omer, Rishon Chila Nemar. The first one. First time it says the word Elohim, meaning judges, is just describing what's being spoken about. Vein Darshan Tchilos. You don't Darshan the first, the Tchilos, the beginning
point that we bring up. We have to know what we're talking about. Says Rashi, you don't darsh in these things. Laminyan for counting. Dilagufeyasa, dilibai mumchin. There's just, you need it for itself to tell you, you need experts to Elohim, loshon gedula v'rabanus. It's a high level that we're talking. That means it's is godless there. Ela, what do we learn from? Ad Elohim, yavu dvar shnehem, harekan echad, asher yishun Elohim, harekan shnehem, ve'in based in shakul, but a based in is not out of an even number of judges like we saw on the first daf. Says Rashi, ve'in based in shakul, ein osin based in zugos, can't make them into pairs, detzarech l'kayim bo achari rab l'hatz, if they become the apostle, it says, going by the majority, ve'im yischalku l'chatzoin ein kan rabim, and if you split it up, you're not going to have chetzi, so therefore, mosifan aleim odecha, therefore we add another one to it, harekan shlosha, and that's where we have three. So that's Gemara. Nema bedarshin chilos kamifagi. What do you want to say? That there's a machlokas whether we darshin chilos, because according to the first one we do darshin. We say those three are coming from three times Elohim. And the second pshat that we just saw was saying no, we don't darshin the first one. That's what you want to say. The Marsav darshin chilos. Rav Yoshi says you do darshin it. Marsav Yonasan ain't darshin chilos. You don't do it. That's what you want to tell me. There's a machlokas in that area. Says the Gemara, lo, nobody's arguing about that. The Kuliyama Yidarshan Tchilos, everyone agrees that you don't Darshan Tchilos. Aye, so we have a Kasha, how we can deal with Rav Yoshia, who says that we are seemingly Darshan. Amr Lecha Rav Yoshia, you say back, M. Cain, if it's true that the first time it says Elohim is just telling you to describe what we're talking about, the Nimer Krav, Nikrav Balabais, Ela Shofate, my Elohim, Shramin Elamin Yana. So we learn that from here, really two things over here, the description, and then in particular, the fact that it has to be this judge over here. V'Rabbi Yonasan, listen to Alma Nakat. Nah, just use a regular lashon over here. Kadami Inshi, man de isle dina liquor of the gabi deyona. Like people say, someone has a some sort of court case, bring it to the judge. So it's not an unusual thing. It's just that it says Rashi. Bring it to the dying who knows what he's talking about, not like a simple person. Therefore, it uses the word Elohim. That's just the way people talk. And we don't darshin tchilos, so therefore, we have that as just a word over there. Don't darshin it. We need it for a description for itself. And then we have two, and then we add a third because you can't have equal. V'Rab Yoshia, less later, based in note. What, Rav Yoshia not also agree with the fact that it has to be an uneven amount in the court? As Rashi explains, Rabbi Yoshia de Boy Kral Asuya Shlisha needed a pasuk to bring the third one. Me Leslie Bezin Nota Shatsarich Shaloye Bezin Shakel. Didn't is he not hold of it? Then you can't have an equal amount. Kadesh is Kaimbo Hatoya Acharabim Uledidhu Arba Oshisha Ksherin De Boy Bezin Nota Kral Asuya Shlisha Lame. Because if you really did agree that you can't, then why would you even need this third? Statement over here. Vatanya, we looked at a Bryce, says, obviously not like that. Rabbi Lezer Beno, Shabbi Yossi Haglili. Omer, Ma Talmud Lomer, Lintos Achari Rabin Lahatos. Why does the Torah say, what does it teach us when it says to decide according to the majority? That's how it shall be decided. A Torah Omer Ase Lecha, based in Nota. The Torah is teaching you that you have to make a basin that could be Nota, that could be leaning one way or the other. In other words, it's got to be uneven. And for the Gemara, Savar Lo Rabbi Yehuda Damer Shivim, Rabbi Yoshia holds, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it can be even, it can be 70 judges. Says Rashi, Savar Lo Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Yehuda Damer Sanhedri, Gedola Shivim, Dahavu Lahu Zugos, Vikra Muki Lalakaman, Ludrasha Chriti. And the Pasuk is teaching another Drasha. At the time, we learned in the Mishnah. Sanhedri Gedola Isa Shal Shivim Echad was 71. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shivim, he says, no. It was 70. So Yoshe is agreeing to Rabbi Yehuda and says that just like the Sanhedrin Agadol has 70, can have an even number, and so to any court can have an even number, and that's why we needed a third one to teach us that through the pasuk of Elohim to tell us that it's three different judges by a basin of three, because otherwise I would have thought Taka could be a basin of two. Frankly, my Emor the Shamat Rabbi Yehuda B'Sanhedrin Gadola the Ksivi Krai. Maybe you would say back, no. When is it true Rabbi Yehuda says that it's not to be even? That's only by Sanhedrin Gadola because of the fact that we have a pasuk over there. It says Rashi Lekaman B'Shili Pirkan at the end of Yud Zayin of our parak, the very end, last half of the parak, I believe. Bishar Beidina Mishamat Leibet. Do we find any other court that he would say that it's allowed to be an even amount? V'chite Maloshnan, if you want to say that, yeah, he doesn't make any distinction between the Sanhedrin Gedola and other courts, nah, that can't be. Because while tonight we learned in a Mishnah, Smichas Zakenim, like we know that when it comes to the Smich of Zakenim, Varifas Egla, Beshlosha, that when you do the smicha on the par helam davishot sibor and the egla arufa, you need to have three judges, Divrei Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bechamisha, he says five, but I mean in my time in Rabbi Yehuda, and we said what's the reason that he says you need five in order to then lean on the carbon that they bring over there. V'samchu shnayim, because the pasuk says, v'samchu shnayim, and they shall lean on it, which means it's two judges. Ziknei shnayim, ziknei means two, again plural. And ve'in bezin shakol, the kamer bezin shakol. So misifim aleim. Oh, that could you add another one to it? Arikan chame. Hey, so they ends up having that there's really going to be five over here. And kum techois comes out. Rabbi Yehuda says very straightforward that he just said you can't have an even amount. You have to have an odd amount. So you wanted to tell me that Rav Yoshia was working with Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why he said he darshins a third pasuk, and he's telling us because it would be two, then it would taka be good enough, even amount, and the third one's telling us the third dayan, and he's holding like Rabbi Yehuda, it could be even, but Rabbi Yehuda that he's learning from, he himself says that's only by 70, not by less than 70, because he says you have to have an odd amount when it's less than that. And for the Gemara, the Rav Yoshia Adifa and Rav Yehuda. Rav Yoshia is better than that of Rav Yehuda. The Rav Yehuda, Besanedra Gedola, who the less lay, right? According to Rav Yehuda, he says he doesn't hold. He says you're allowed to have an even number. He doesn't hold of the odd number. Habashar B'dini Islay, but he agrees the fact that you have to have an odd number when it comes to the other Beis Din. Rav Yoshia Bashar Dinim Nami Leslay. He says by all but the Dinim, it could be even number. It doesn't have to be odd. So he holds like Rabbi Yehuda in reference to the Shivim, and he goes further to say about all but the Dinim that it could be less than, that it doesn't have to be odd, it could be even. And therefore, when it says the third one over there, it's coming to teach us the actual third judge. That's why we needed to have that third judge over there. Otherwise, you could have just said Elohim twice, and then if you'd say you need odd, so the two, and then add another one. In fact, they said even's allowed. If it just said two, then we think that's what it is. Therefore, you have all three. The Elahai lintos my avidle. So what does Rav Yoshia do with this extra thing of lintos to decide, which we understand it means that it's got to be odd? What's he going to do with that? Says Rashi, Bishlam Rabbi Yehuda Muki Labashar Bezdin. Rabbi Yehuda could say, oh, I use that for the other Batei Dinim, but it doesn't apply to the Shivim, the 70. But according to you, it says that it could be even, then what does it apply? And for the Gemara, Mokim La Bedine Nefashos, he puts that into the area of Dine Nefashos when it's capital punishment, Aval Bedine Mominus Law, but it doesn't apply at all when it comes to Dine Mominus. That over there could be even. Says Rashi b'dinei nefashos to this guy in Boa to Yoscha Latova al pi echad kidarminim b'masis and abeis viavazugos leka toyu b'chos mishtayim that can have a toyu if you have less than two, and therefore that's where you'd say it applies. You have to have an odd amount when it comes to the nefashos. I frak the gemara lahad the tanam, but that which we learned in the Mishnah later on, we didn't get to, we're not there yet. And daf chav tesam and aleph, we're gonna see about cash money. Shnayim omrim zakai v'echad omer chayev. You have two judges say that he's not chayev, and one says that he is chayev, zakai, or let's say then he's not chayev. You have two say he's not chayev, and one say he is. He's not chayev, he's clean. Shnayim omrim chayev, two say he's chayev, v'echad omer zakai, and one says that he is chayev, then chayev. Right, so what do we say over here? We go by the majority. Name of the look, Rabbi Yoshia. Should we say that this din doesn't go with Rabbi Yoshia? We know that Rabbi Yoshia is holding that we need to have three judges. We learned it after the fact that it has three judges written in the pasuk Elohim three times. But we don't learn it out from the fact of you can't have an uneven. It's got to be uneven, and then you learn out that chayravim. So therefore, you have no reason to think that majority would actually be enough. You would have to have all three of them going on one side. Lema d'lo k'Rabbi Yoshia, says Rashi, d'k'Rabbi Yoshia, kiven the shlishi mikroya liflu, since we learned out the third judge from a pasuk and not from the fact there's only two, and then we learned out the third because of the yachareb latos. V'la mishum nota, tzach sh'tei da shloshim shava, all three of them have to be on the same page. So maybe this whole thing doesn't go with Rav Yoshia. Says the Gemara, afilu tamei Rav Yoshia. Now you can even say that that's going in the world of Rav Yoshia also. That says that you go, when even by dinei mamonos, you go by the majority, it works with him. Why? Because my sila be kal v'chomer mi dinei nefashos. We learn out a kal v'chomer from dinei nefashos. Says Rashi, afilu tamei Rav Yoshia, mode dehecha dechalukin azlina basaruba. He agrees that when they're chaluk, when they're arguing, that we go according to the majority, right? Even though normally He doesn't need monetary, you know, dini mamonis to have odd amount of judges. He agrees that they can paskin based off a majority. You don't need to have everybody agreeing. And we learn it from a kavachomer from dini nefashos. Umad dini nefashos, the chamiri. We know when it comes to dini nefashos, capital punishment obviously more chamor, kill the person. Then we say the Torah tells us you go by the rove. Dini mamonis lo kochgen. Of course, with dini mamonis, you're going to go by the rove also. So it's a kavachomer learned out from Dine Nefashos, but not actually from the Pasuk itself. So Yine Chinam is not learning from the Pasuk, but we can learn out that you could have majority by Dine Mamonis, and that would be enough to work it, but that's not teaching you that it's got to be odd or even. That's just teaching us that it will still work. Rove will still work. Tanu Rabbanan. Okay, so what would we see so far? We see that the Mishnah is telling us that you have to have three dayanim when you deal with Dine Mamonis. Tanu Rabbanan, Dine Mamonis b'shlosha. Rabbi Omer b'chamisha. He says, no, you need to have five by Dine Mamonis. Kedei sheyigamar adin b'shlosha. So that you have, the end result of the din is going to be at least a majority of three. Says Rashi, kedei sheyigamar adin. Im yichalku sheish that if they actually split, with there's a split decision, you're going to have a majority of three that will walk out, that are going to come out to teach us. And we're going to have three over there, a rove and three. I don't get it. If you have three, you give a majority of 2-1. So why do you need to have five to get 3-2? Since you need to have a gemar din of three that are on the same page, right? That's the way that he understands it. It says Rashi, "Sitzach shlosha b'gemar din." You have to have three by the gemar din. Therefore, we see that Rebbe is of the opinion that when three are mentioned in the pasuk, it's mentioned in reference to the actual psak that they're saying. So that's why the majority would be also the actual din itself. Says the Gemara, now hold on 1 second. May God they've bought Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo, he was like flabbergasted by this. He went off against this. He was not happy with this type of situation over here. And Elameata, Tehe Sanhedrin Gedola, Tzricha, Meyev, Arboin, Ve'echad. So what do you want to say? That now the Sanhedrin, Agada, the big Sanhedrin, would need 141 judges? Kedish Yigmar Adin, B'Shivim, Ve'echad, so that it could actually be a 71 people that are voting on one side? Because you have to have, you get a majority if there's a disagreement. And you get all 71 of them. And the Sanhedrin Ketanim, which is normally, right, 23, the ones that 23, should have 45 of them. So you can end up with 23, right? Because if it's 23, so then if you can, then you'd have to have 23. And if you had another 22, we'll give you on the other side of it. You have to have 23 of them. Can't be. Ella. Esvali Shivim Ish, Shamar Rachman, the Pasuk says, gather for me 70 men. Right? This is talking about the 71 when Moshe Rabbeinu says it. Right? 70 people besides Moshe. Mishas Asifa Shivim, which is, means that at the time of this gathering, there has to be 70 judges. Not that 70 have to vote for the Pesach. Veshaftu Eida Visila Eida Nami. So also, when the Torah is talking about the smaller ones, that the congregation shall judge and the congregation shall save, means mishas shvitas eida. That means from the time of them bringing together the judging, the initial judgment, it has to be at least 23, and not that you have to have 23 there paskening. Hachanam here also, v'nikra v'alabai saluluhim, when it says that also, mishas kreva shalosha, that at the time of the din itself, you have to have three that are over there, and then you just have the majority over there. So the fact that he comes in and he says, Rebbe says you have to have five, can't be because of the fact that it's got to be the amount they're there for the judgment. So what's pshat of Rebbe? Why does he need five? Elohainu time of the Rebbe. This is the reason why he says you need five. Asher yarshiun Elohim trey. The pasuk says, whoever the judges will condemn, the fact that this is yarshiun Elohim in the plural, that's trey, that's two. Nemer Elohim Lamatav, Nemer Elohim Lamala. Now it uses the word Elohim below and above, right? When it says Ead Elohim Yavosh Dvar Shneim, Asher Yeshu and Elohim Yishalim Shneim L'Reyehu, So when it says below, it's talking about the lower one. Above is the higher one. Ma lamata shtam, just like the lower one is two. Af lamata shtam, so the top one has to be two as well. The aim beis and shakel, you can't have a beis and shakel. Osif and aleim olechad, you add another one. Harei ken chamisha, and that's how you get five. He just darshes it from the psukim themselves. Beep, turn the page. Zalam and al virabanan. What about them? We say you only need three, which is our mishnah. What are they going to say? Yarshiun ksiv. It says Yarshiun, and it's missing the letter Vav. It's written Chaser, which is coming to teach us that it's really only one in that context, not another two. In which case, yes, obviously Yarshiun is plural, but the Chachamim are teaching us the fact that it's written like that, that it's teaching us that it doesn't have to be two. So you only need a total of three. And with that, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.